You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 4. Chill! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of YPG, and the Premier Boy Podcast. Welcome to an Order Up Some Gentleman like the Podcast. Hope all is well. You know, this is day 2 of season 4 premiere. I'm Mr. Gentleman like the Podcast. Hope y'all enjoyed day 1 with Cynthia for our collaboration station. And yeah, you know. But on the dust go, we got my returning guest, Naya, returning to the show for the date night talk special. But this time she interviewed me about my love life and everything that's going on. But y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, I'll be right back.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Mook Dallas, and you are now listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at the time, I will be giving y'all the Missionary Facts quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, the most unexpected person could be the one that could change your life. And what I mean by that is, we all know, all of us, we all have types. Or have the certain person that we want and stuff like that. But sometimes, the person that you never seen coming could be the one that changed your life. Because you never gave that person a chance. But when you did give that person a chance, they make your life a lot more better. They make your life a lot more different. Make your life unexpected. You can't even expect it from the person. So remember, y'all, take a chance. Sometimes the most unexpected person can change your life. And that is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m., and y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hey, this is Naya Rume, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman's Lifestyle Podcast. Hey, everyone, this is Naya, and as promised, I am back, but this time I'm asking the questions. So, with that being said, I got great feedback from the last episode that I was on. And, you know, Mr. Gentleman, he always want to know about our love life. So, I just want to get into his world and just see what's going on with him. So, are you ready?
Yes, I'm here. And yes, I believe I'm ready. Let's do this. I'm ready. You know, I'm not used to this, but let's do this.
Ladies, he sound a little nervous, right? Let's see if he's ready. let's just see. Okay, so you ready to be in the hot seat?
I should take my own advice. Yeah, I'm ready to be in the
hot seat. Okay, so I'm going to just ask, what physical feature are you more attracted to? Well, let's just say that you're most attracted to from a woman.
I would have to say her eyes. The way she wear her hair, especially when it's curly for some odd reason. I don't know, when somebody got curly hair, it's really like catch my attention.
Okay. And also,
and of course her personality, like she's doing something with her life or she's smart, that'll catch my attention as well.
Most definitely. So what is something that's an instant turn off during your first date?
One bad attitude. That's like a biggest turn off for me. Like bad attitude, especially for no reason. Also, I hate this with a passion. I don't do this. So if we on a date and she on her phone all the time.
Oh, like, Lord.
Yeah, I hate that. You know, if we on a date, it puts me, you and me, not you and your phone. So
exactly. Being in the moment and enjoying everything that's going on. But
Exactly. Yeah, I hate that with a passion.
Same.
And I guess somebody who, I guess, asks for too much. Like, who want to do, I guess, more stuff than what we're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Your
budget.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, I don't mind doing more, but don't act for too much. Act for more
exactly.
than you figure,
just,
you know.
Just let it flow and let it vibe.
Exactly.
Where it can go.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So let's just say the first date went well, right? And on the second date, she invited her homegirl and expected you to pay the bill. Would you?
It depends. I mean, she bring her, I'll probably be upset, but if the date do goes good and it vibes well, I probably wouldn't mind it, because I mean that's the type of person, I don't mind it, but I guess give me a heads up. I mean, let's say that if she give me a heads up, then I wouldn't mind it. If she don't, then no. A funny thing that actually happened to me before.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, I know a girl at the end, you know, she like my first love, and she brought her friend to the date. And I mean, at the time, me, I was friends, cool with her friends too, but you know, she could have gave me a heads up on what was going on. But you know, by the end of the night, it vibes well, so I paid for the whole date. So yeah, I mean, it depends. I guess it depends.
It depends on like the vibe, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in no particular order, name five qualities a woman must have in order for you to settle down with her.
She gotta be ambitious. She gotta know where she's going in life. She gotta have a plan. I gotta be able to trust her. She gotta be faithful. Stuff like that, pretty much.
Okay. It's pretty good. So yeah. What is your best dating experience? And I'm gonna also ask you your worst. So it's up to you to decide which one you wanna give me first.
I'm start with the best. So it was one girl I used to date, I think back in 2003. And you know,
wow.
This was our third date. I mean, usually for my third date, usually if I know a third date going good, that's pretty much know where I'm going with this person. So me and her on our third date, and I believe I took her to, it was something that she always told me something that she wanted to do. So I kind of listened to her and I took her to the place. It was this toy store around, I think 59th. It was on Home Alone 2.
With okay. I know exactly what you're talking about. I think it starts with like an S, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. They played it in Home Alone. So yeah. I took her there. She was really happy about that because she always wanted to go there.
Nice. And
her favorite thing was Hello Kitty. So,
I got her
Hello Kitty. Then we went to dinner after that. And then the last thing was the icing on the cake. I told her I surprised her with a horse carriage ride. And then, because she always wanted to do something like that. And I took her on that. And yeah, that was like one of my best dating experiences, you know.
Oh my God, that sounds so adorable.
Yeah, I mean, for me, depending on the person, I would do a lot. Depend on the person. It basically on the vibe. I get the way thing go. Like
yes, definitely. It's always about the vibes. Very, very important.
Yeah.
So what about your worst?
I do got a worst and I do got a weird. A weird thing.
I'm interested to hear both now. I think the listeners will agree. We want to listen to both the worst and the weird.
So the worst, you know. So I met this girl in the club and she was older than me.
So cougar.
Yeah. So we did some stuff. We went and walked in the park and stuff like that and stuff. And at the time went on, the vibe was just off. Like it was just off. I just wasn't feeling it at all.
Yeah.
And I was just like, nah, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. I was gonna take her to dinner, but I just wasn't feeling like let's just say this earlier. I just not feeling this day, and out of nowhere she got a really bad attitude in the middle of the street. And you know, I'm a big old competition, so I just like walk away.
Was she from Queens?
I think she's from Harlem.
I'm laughing because I remember from like our first interview, I had the same episode. So that's just kind of interesting. And that person was from Queens. So I'm like, is this a Queens thing? Let me know.
That'd be great. That'd be funny. But now I think she was from Harlem. I think she was from Harlem, if I could remember. Mm. But then my weird, I had one day where she brought her mother to the date.
Sheesh.
Yeah. And it was a girl I also met in the club, and she also was older. And I got to start going for your older woman. And next thing you know, I'm headed to the date, headed to the dinner. Next thing you know, she called me and said, I got my mother, because this is our last day, because she's not from New York, she's from Florida. Mm. This is my last name. I got to bring my mother with me. I'm like, oh, crap. So I kind of prepared myself. So I, you know, got flowers for her and her mother and stuff like that. So I was prepared, but it was another time. I had another weird day where a girl brought their kid. I was
what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Just say that you don't have a babysitter. She was like, "Nope, you're gonna pay for not only my food, but you're gonna pay for my child's dinner." Okay, she's bold.
Yeah. It was really last minute too, so that was the thing. Like,
sheesh.
Those were my experience. Yeah.
Don't be dating no girls from the clubs. Because when them lights turn on, it's a whole different story.
that was my promoter's life. So that was my top promoter's life. So yeah.
So has any woman ever gotten away, meaning you could have done better by treating her right, but you wasn't quite ready at that time? And if so, did you just charge it to the game, or did you put your pride to the side and let her know?
I'm not gonna lie, I did have a few people got away. It was more of me not ready financially wise and stuff like that. Like I was going through a lot around that time and I just couldn't do it. And I mean, some possibly I did told them, but they just didn't understand at the time. But Yeah, that pretty much, that's the only reason. It wasn't like I didn't treat her right. It's just that I just wasn't ready at the time. I was trying to get myself together. Because for me, I want to get myself together. So when I have that person, she I know that she would be good and she won't have to worry about struggling.
You don't have to worry about the whole conversation of, I need you to be my piece and all that other.
Yeah, exactly.
I respect it though. Listening from a man's point of view, I kind of respect it in a way because it's like, you don't want to like waste the female's time if you know that you're not ready to settle down. So much respect for that, because a lot of guys, it's like, let me just see what I can get out of that person. And then when that person is fully invested, then it's like, I don't think I want to be in this relationship. And that can cause major unnecessary heartbreak, because it's like, dude, you could have just left from the beginning. But that's a different story.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So, do you feel like this generation believes in marriage?
I mean, I know I gave you a preview when you was on my show, when I interviewed you, but
I forgot.
I mean, a lot of feel like a lot of people don't in the generation, but I know I do. Raised by two parents who was married for like almost 38 years. You know,
a blessing.
Yeah. It made me see that, and like, yeah, I want that too. And
yes,
even though it's hard, dating is hard in this generation, I do believe in marriage. Even, that's just me.
Yes. No, it's definitely important, like, especially building like a friendship and just creating that bond, because, you know, it's a lot of work. I never been married, but I can just only imagine like just waking up to a person every day for the rest of your life and just trying to build with that person and, you know, grow a family. It's a lot of stress on top of social media. So it's like you seeing different IG models, or you seeing, you know, guys with nice bodies. So it has to be that solid foundation, so that way y'all can just understand, okay, this is what we need and this is what we want in this relationship to make it work. But a lot of people get blindsided by the smoke and the mirrors.
Exactly. Yeah, agree. So, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true.
Definitely. I'm always down for like that whole old school vibe. You know, I have an old soul, so.
You're not the only one. No. You definitely not the only one. Trust me. You definitely not the only one.
You be knowing. So now, here's where things are going to get a little turned up. I'm going to be a little easy on you because, you know, this is my first time, you know, asking the questions, as well as your first time being interviewed by a female on your show asking questions. So I'm not going to be too hard on you. Okay. I'm going to get a little bit in your business, not a lot, but just enough so we can know, you know, what's your thoughts on things. Okay. You ready?
I'm in the hot seat. I'm ready. I'm in the hot seat. Let's go.
So we're gonna start off slow, and then we're gonna get right into it. Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. So, what's your definition of love, and have you ever been in love?
I mean, love is an action. I mean, it's a feeling. It's many things. God is love. It's many things. You know, it's a wonderful feeling. It also a bad feeling as well.
Yes.
And yeah, I definitely have. I've been in love twice. So yeah, I definitely have been in love before.
Are you one of those guys that like, oh, I've been in love? Are you open to be in love again, or are you just like, all right, I tried it once and twice, I'm done?
No, I'm definitely open. I'm a hopeless romantic, so I am definitely open to give it another try.
That's great.
Yeah.
So describe what it's like for a man to get heartbroken. And I feel like a lot of females that's listening right now, they want to know from, you know, a male's perspective on how is it like for y'all?
It's like, I'm not gonna lie, it's like the end of the world for us. It's like we know that we messed up. And it's like we can't get that back. Especially we know they feel like if we going through it, and she could move on back really quick, and you know, and we just feel like we just messed up, we lost our chance, it's the end of the world for the listen to the 90s. Listen to every old school R&B artist.
That's doing right 80s there. In the rain.
Yeah, you know, from the 90s to the Motown day, that speaks of how heartbroken we was, how heartbroken we are. No, that's speaking right there.
But sometimes, you know, I noticed that you said based off of your part, but sometimes a female can do something to a guy. That's so true, how would you handle that situation?
Well, if that's the case, you know, if she hurt me in some kind of way, I'd be upset. I usually cut them off usually. So if they hurt me to the point that there's no turning back from it, yeah, I usually just, it no resolving with me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So have you ever been cheated on while in a relationship, or have you ever done a cheating?
I have been cheated on. I never did the cheating. Almost did. I'm not going to lie. Almost did. But
I want to know, because I told you I'm going to be all up in your business.
I mean, this is more like online flirting type of thing. And I kind of did it by mistake, and then the girl seen it.
See, so you like can't that. Be sloppy with it.
Yeah, I mean, I go for that. I have a flirting problem.
You know what's so crazy? No, yeah. Go on. I'm sorry.
No. You good. You good.
I just thought about something. You know how, like, a few years back, not too long ago, remember how you can see, like, on IG, like, whoever you're following, you can see, like, their history or feel like if they like a pic or anything like that. So I felt like a lot of relationships were ending because of that. Because it's like, wait, you was liking this girl with her little bikini on.
Oh, you was liking
this style, or you was flirting. So I'm happy that they took that feature off. It was just too much, because everybody don't have to know what you like. And like, come on.
Yeah, but
cheating.
Yeah, but for me being cheated on, that definitely happened to me. Actually, one of the exes did it with one of my friends.
Sheesh, that wasn't your friend then.
Yeah, I know.
It's close to this. You don't do that.
Yeah, but that was like a long, long time ago. But still, it's still not right.
So
yeah.
How was it when you confronted them?
Of course, they didn't tell the truth. So, yeah.
But how did you find out before you even confronted them, shall I say?
It's something I don't want to get into, but
okay.
I don't want to get into that part.
Because you know how y'all guys, y'all are more emotional than us females, but, you know. You know, it's real and it's raw. So I think we all got heartbroken, been cheated on. Yeah. So, you know, it's life and it makes you stronger. So take it as a blessing.
Yeah.
So do you believe in letting your lady go through your phone if you're in a relationship?
I mean, I probably wouldn't mind it, even though I never had that happen to me, but I probably wouldn't mind it. I'll keep it real, most likely. So yeah, I'll probably do it.
I feel like if a woman has to go through her man's phone, she's looking for something to like be upset about. So that's, I just feel like trust, like you shouldn't have to look through my phone to like see if I'm cheating or not cheating. Like, take my word for it. And if you are doing corny stuff, then it's gonna be on you at the end of the day. Especially if it's a good woman or if it's a good man. So, you know.
True.
Yeah. So, okay, this is a little spicy question right here. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So, would you add another person in your bedroom? And have you ever done it before or willing to try?
Ooh, gee Louise, this is spicy.
I told you.
No, I never tried that.
Is that something that you would do? Like, say, for instance, like, you're in a long-term relationship and, you know, your girl be like, babe, I want to spice it up in the bedroom. Can I bring, you know, a lady, or can you find, like, someone for me and let's just kind of spice it up? Is that something that you will agree with, or you'll feel like, no, like, you should just want to be with me?
I probably say no. I don't know. I think if that was to happen, I probably would feel bad after. I'm gonna go with no.
Why would you feel bad?
I don't feel right. I have my woman and have another woman. Even though she approved it, I probably do it and feel right.
What if this was something like a fantasy, like, oh my God, I always just wanted to do this, but I wanted to be in a secure relationship. Babe, come on, let's just do it. Let's have fun. Let's spice it up. What would you say, like, if she already bring the girl and be like, all right, babe, take both of us down. Would you be like, nah, like, kick her out? Or would you be like, all right, cool?
I probably would go with it, but I probably would just do it. But I know in the long run, I probably would not really care for it that much.
Okay. Yeah. That's good, and I respect that.
Yeah, if it happens, I guess if it happens, it happens, but
yes. Yes, everyone has their thing, so that's just not your thing, which your partner would just have to respect.
True.
So have you ever or would you ever try the BDSM lifestyle? And when I say BDSM, it's basically a variety of erotic practices of role playing involving bondage, discipline, dominance, and submission for the most part. Would you try? Or have you ever tried on some 50 Shades of Grey?
No, I have not tried it.
Would you?
I think depend on the person.
Okay, this is like your wife, you're married. And she's like, babe, let's just get into this whole BDSM lifestyle. I want to try something different. We've been together for years now. And I just want to try something different. And, you know, she presented to you, Faraz, you know, she put you in handcuffs. I don't know if she wants to be the dominant one or maybe the submissive. Who knows? Is that something that you're, like, willing to try?
Knowing me, I probably would give it a try, probably one time maybe.
They were like, babe, let's just take some shots of Douce in what, 1942? I don't know what people drinking. I drink Douce. So she'd be like, oh, let's just take some shots and let's just try it. She got all the stuff. She went to the adult store and she's like, all right, this is what I want you to put on and this is what I'm gonna put on. And then do the whole role playing. That's not something that you're willing to try.
Now you're thinking.
I told you it's getting spicy.
Yeah, it is. Wow. I would probably try it once.
What if you like it though? So would that be something that, like, as a special treat, like, all right, babe, let's just do this like once a month and then maybe twice a month, then maybe every week if you like it that much. And she's like really into the whole role playing thing and hey, master, I guess. I don't know. It's some wild stuff. It's some wild stuff out there that's like, wow, okay. But, you know, that's just something that excites her. Is that something that you're like willing to like kind of compromise and just do it to make your lady happy?
Probably on special occasion. I don't think I would do it on an often type of thing. I feel like it has to be a special occasion.
Like a birthday, maybe Valentine's Day, or maybe if she had like a long stressful week and it's like, you know what, let's just try something fun and get your mind off of work.
So
alright, so now I'm gonna cool it down now. I sense that you're sweating right now.
I'm good.
Okay, so if you can give anyone any advice who, you know, believes in love, what would you tell that person?
You know, I would say don't give up. You know, it's some more fishes in the sea. You only came some bad seeds. It always went to always change that around for you. Also, sometimes the unexpected person usually the one that changes your life. So
that's so true.
Yeah.
Interesting that you said that.
Yeah. So you just never know. Sometimes you can't judge a book by cover, but that person that you never see coming could be that one for you. It could potentially change your life.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So true on that. Okay, so that's the end of the questions. So, you nervous?
I'm good. I'm good. And you know, Naya, thank you for doing this. You know, thank you for taking the time to interview me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, having you back on the show, and we are gonna bring you back. We are gonna bring you back in for a future episode. So, yes. Before she goes, she have an announcement to make. So.
Hey everyone, this is Naya Rume_88 on IG, and I have a little surprise. Well, it's not a surprise now, but I started my podcast thanks to Mr. Gentleman. He was like motivating me, and I was like, I don't know, but it's titled Who the F is Nana? So that's WTF space @N@N. So I'm going to be releasing the first episode on the 28th, which is my birthday. So stay tuned. And, you know, thanks again, Mr. Gentleman, for having me again.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you for doing this, Naya. And we'll be right back.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and Long Live the Chief Molly Bell. And we talk many topics. From politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody. Because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked they had not got canceled yet. So if y'all looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Molly Mal. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. I just want to take time to thank everybody for tuning into this new episode. Thanks to my special guest, Naya, returning to the show. And, you know, thank you for interviewing me. I appreciate it. And look out for her. She got a project coming out. So look out for that. She about to do big things herself. And yeah, if y'all haven't yet, subscribe to the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, and Long Live the Chief, Mally Mel. If y'all wondering what happened to DJ Retro, check out the finale of the Premier Boy Podcast out now. Season 2 of the Premier Boy Podcast will be released on February 2021. And if y'all want to be a guest on my show, because I am looking for guests for Season 4 right now, y'all can DM me at Ken_ Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, _ Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N, or y'all can email me with a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, Ken, YPGENT@gmail.com. I am looking for guests for my regular, the main show, the Old School Show, and Date Night Talk, the podcast, where we'll be out the first week of March. Every first month of Friday, Day Night Talk with the podcast will be every first month of the Friday starting in March. So yeah. Also, with the Gentleman Like the Podcast 2-year anniversary, January 20th. Stay tuned for that. If y'all want to give a shout out, email me or DM me. Y'all do a shout out for the show. It would mean a lot. And once again, thank y'all for tuning into this new episode. Thank you for tuning into both days for the season 4 premiere. Thank y'all. And have a good night.
Hey guys, it's Sharice, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. All right.